You know, I guessed that you would be the only one who would dare to come here. You've got courage.
Yo, we here. We live. You know what time it is. Leech on Diaries. Of course, I got my homegirl. Hey, get it. Okay.
Jizzy. Hey, that's right.
Hey,
we're back at it again, like crack in the 80s.
Damn. Real quick.
My bad.
Speaking of crack cocaine. You know what I'm saying?
Why you gotta use the government name for crack cocaine?
I mean, listen, we gotta be a little mainstream so for the audience knows, you know what I'm saying? What would not be a government name for crack cocaine?
God, okay.
What would be a slang term for crack?
What do you mean what's not? Like a street, you talking about like a street name?
Like a street name, yeah.
Oh, okay, like a street name. All right, so you got crack, you know, smack. I think some people used to call it dope back then.
Okay.
I think they used to also say dope for heroin. So
what I was going for too.
You got sheetrock.
Oh, rocks, right?
Yeah.
Did people say rocks too?
You know, yeah, rocks, sheetrocks, stones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember those. I don't know anything else. I don't do crack. Have you done crack before, Justin?
No, I have not done crack, but, you know, cocaine is one hell of a drug. Some people think, like Tony Khan, right? The big, I don't know if you know this, but the big joke is that Tony Khan does crack, right? And people think that they always make the nose
cocaine.
Gesture. They always make the nose gesture when you talk about
Tony
Khan, right? But my thing is, how do you know if it's not that? And how do you know if he's not injecting it? You know what I'm saying? Because if you remember, that's the best way to do it, right? It's like you're supposed to cook it, get it liquefied. You know what I'm saying? Get the right vein, and then inject it by syringe. Like, according to what I've heard, that's the best way to do it.
That's heroin. What you're talking about is heroin.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah. I'm like liquefied in a vein. Oh no.
Nah. Okay, that's heroin. Okay. I'm getting my jokes. I'm getting my drugs messed up.
But welcome back everyone to another installment of Lechon Diaries, where we have many fascinating, illuminating topics to talk about.
Yeah, that's right. We were just, before we got on, we were talking about peak anime, right? But if you had to give, like, your top five, anime, right? Rewatchable. Let's say rewatchable.
Ooh,
anime, top five, rewatchable. What would they be?
Ooh, okay. Good. Okay. I like that stipulation of rewatchable because there have been many animes that I've watched where it's like one and done. Okay. Number one, I would say, is Cowboy Bebop. Definitely rewatchable anytime. It's a classic. It's a great classic. A second one that I have rewatched in sub and dub is the original Gundam Wing, Mobile Suit Gundam.
Yes.
Fantastic storyline. Number three is a very wholesome anime. It's called How to Keep a Mummy.
Okay.
It's super fucking cute. It's this little baby mummy that is adorbs. Like, it's a short anime. It's simple, sweet. It's an anime you can watch with your kids. It has, like, valuable lessons about friendship.
Okay.
You know? I fucks with it. Number four for rewatchability. It is a fairly newer anime, but I'm going to throw it up there. It's Spy Family.
Spy Family. Okay, I've seen this on my feed. Okay.
Yeah, it's a good anime. I like the story. Yeah, the characters are great.
Okay.
And number five, rounding out number five for rewatchability for me is My Hero Academia. Yeah, I do. I actually, I want to say couple, I think over the holidays, I actually ended up rewatching My Hero from
The beginning.
beginning to end. Because I was like, damn, this is so good. I want to like watch everything all over. I guess I could catch up. So I'm like, I'm not fully caught up yet, but I am at the latest season.
No, he My Hero Academia blew up. Like it really came out of nowhere too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Telling some kid,
What
telling
about
some
you? What are
kid.
your top five?
Hold up, real quick. Telling some kid to eat hair in order to gain my superpowers is kind of crazy, but
Yeah.
if you know, you know. If you know, you know. But yeah,
I'm
top
not
five.
gonna lie though, the main character do be he do be a little annoying sometimes,
Yeah,
but
that
like
voice.
some I'm like, Deku, shut the fuck up and do what you gotta do, god damn it. You fucking you bitch. You got all this power, you're fucking crying. Like damn, bro. But he's not as annoying as Bakugo because I fucking hate his character.
Oh, that dude,
Like Bakugo
yeah.
is, if anyone watches Bakugo, he's supposed to be like his frenemy, but he's bitch made anyways. But yes, Jess, what are your top five
Top five for
rewatchable?
me. Okay, so I don't have any order, but obviously I have to say, okay, so I'm with you with Gundam, but I like Gundam Wing when there's five Gundams. So there's
Okay.
that. I like that. There's another one called Ronin Warriors. I don't know if you remember Ronin Warriors.
Wow, that's a old
That's an old one.
one.
Yeah. If I had to like give it
Okay.
to the people who don't know, it's kind of like Power Rangers, but it's more like Avengers because each of them are a Ronin warrior that they have to be a group,
Yeah.
you know? So it's kind of like more Ninja Turtles than anything else. But
Right.
yeah. Okay. The other thing is that, so where I'm at, two. Okay, so two. I don't
Yep,
know if you've ever
so
seen this.
two, yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen this. This one too. It's called Initial D. Initial.
Initial D, okay, you are definitely an old head. I do remember Initial D, yes. I didn't
Yeah.
watch it. I didn't watch it, but I do remember it when it used to be on Toonami.
Yes. It's actually funny because I remember watching the dubs when they first came out, and when it was on
Yep.
Toonami, I was like, "Yo, they got it on Toonami now? Okay." But yeah, it's basically like it's a better version of Fast and Furious, right? It's more like relationship heavy and the car and all this stuff and being a street
It's not
racer in
about family.
Japan. It's not it somewhat about family. I mean, like you ain't gonna see a guy drag a
Okay.
helicopter. You ain't gonna see a dry a car drag a helicopter, you know what I'm saying? Like
Right.
okay, if
Man,
I'm
they
gonna
lost their damn
put
mind. Oh, fuck them.
this other one, like you said, like there's a new one I watch called Kuroko's Basketball. And like
Okay. All right. So I've seen clips of it on
okay.
TikTok, but I have not watched it.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Okay.
There's like two seasons. There's like two different seasons of those. So there's like the real story, and then there's like a movie. And then I don't know if you want to count like this other one too. It's a movie though. Vampire Hunter D. It's kind of like Blade.
Okay,
It's
I'm
kind of like
not
Blade.
familiar with it.
Okay, it's kind of like Blade. And
Okay,
then
okay.
the last one I have is it's also a movie too. It's Akira. I don't know if you've ever seen that too.
Ah, yes.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
stopped. I
yeah.
mean, listen, that's the one that started it all.
Oh, come on.
So I
Come
feel
on.
you on that.
That's a classic.
Also, my boy, are you on AIM? Are you on AIM Messenger?
Why? Oh, because you hear the thing?
Because it's, I don't know what
That's my
notifications
text
you're getting in
message.
the
That's my text
background.
message. That's my
Yeah, it
text
sounds like
message.
AIM Instant
Yeah.
Messenger. I'm like,
No, it is. It
wait,
is.
do you have the sound as your text messages?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
That is, bro, I need that. I need
Yeah,
that. I
dude.
need it. I need it. That's so
Dude,
dope. I need
dude,
it.
dude. Hold up, hold up. Let me play you, 'cause I if you get that one, right? If you get that one, let me see if I. Oh, hold on. Let me see if I can find it. Let me find it later, and I'll play it for you. Because I have also the one where you leave.
Oh, wait, when it closes the
The one
door?
that closes the door, yeah. Yeah,
Listen, I was a
this
menace on
one.
AOL chat. That's dope.
Yeah.
Yo,
So
I'm
yeah,
gonna need
that's
that
what
for
I
my
got.
phone.
Yeah, you
That's
need to get
dope.
that. Yeah, when I do that, every time it closes, I'll let you know.
What I have for my text messages when my phone is on, like, not on silent because I keep it on silent a lot, is I don't know if you ever watched
Of
Steven Universe.
course, of course.
Okay, so do you remember when they used to go to the warp pad to go to Gem World?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yes, so
That's
that's the sound that I have. I'm gonna play for you right now. That's the
yeah.
sound I have. Let me see if it plays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so
Pearl, where are you going, Pearl?
that's what I have. And then I have this old fucking like Pokemon theme for my ringtone.
Oh my gosh. Is that the Game Boy one?
Hey.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that was from the Game Boy one. Yeah, like
Yeah, okay,
someone
'cause
made
I oh my
like a
gosh.
little trap beat
Yeah,
for
yeah,
it.
yeah, yeah. Those are throwbacks right there. Oh my gosh. No, but speaking of which, Steven Universe. I know it's not an anime, but it has anime like similarities. Especially with stories.
It has qualities to it. Yeah.
But that.
Listen, it
What's up?
was such a great
Oh
cartoon.
my gosh, yes.
It was ahead of its time, but I will say that towards the end of Steven Universe, the story got a little convoluted, and then that second like offshoot that they did of like Steven in the future,
Oh, yeah.
it was not good. I think the reason why they did that was because by that time the show creator Rebecca Sugar had left. The show creator had left, and then one of the writers for Steven Universe left to some other show, and it was just like, damn, bro, like this shit fell off.
The when
It's
he was
still great.
older, right? When he was older.
Yeah, well, he was like a little older,
Yes, future. Yeah, I remember that
and he
'cause
had the
he had like he wasn't
like,
wearing the same clothes. He was a little bit taller. He had a jacket.
yeah, and he, yes, exactly. And they ended up like having like all these like rehab gems. And like teaching them like how to integrate the society. Anyways, that shit was not good. That shit was terrible.
It was like, well, it became more about like, 'cause all the shows, all the episodes before was all like collecting the gems and stopping like the diamonds from coming. So like
Exactly.
when the later episode Steven Future came, like it was actually more about Steven and his like remember they always talked about it in the show the untreated trauma.
Yeah, which, okay, in that aspect, I had no issues with it. But it's just the way that they went about it. Like, the story didn't exactly meld well enough together.
Right,
Like,
right.
okay, one thing I did like about Steven Universe was that, which is something that we don't explore, is the duality of the human mind, right? Like, think about someone that you love, you only think about the good things. But sometimes people you love do bad things, and we don't want to acknowledge that they do bad things. And Steven Universe, like, it spoke about their mom,
Yeah, Rose.
Rose Quartz, and in like in his father's eyes and in Pearl's eyes, she was great. But when you got to the diamonds and all the other gems, they're like, no, Rose was a fucking, for lack of a better term, bitch. And then you got to see like all these sides of her, and you kind of just like, hey, maybe, he was kind of confused because he never got to meet his mom. He
Right,
only
right, right.
n knows her through the stuff that he's learned, that he had to kind of learn, like, hey, maybe she wasn't as good of a person as you thought she was.
Right. And then that also comes full circle when they find when they go back to the planet and they meet that character, Spidel.
Oh, yes. Oh,
Spidel was like her
Spinelli.
C-3PO, and she told him, like, just stay here, we're gonna play a game, you know, saying count to whatever. And then
Exactly.
she just stayed there the entire time, like 20 something years.
Just stay there waiting, and you know, to find out, like, oh, she left me for you.
Right,
Like,
right, right.
you know, so it was, listen, it's a cartoon that was ahead of its time.
Oh,
It's a
come on.
cartoon that was necessary. I don't like the way that they ended it, but definitely very grateful for
Yeah. And I love the music. The style of the animation was
Oh
great. Come
yeah.
on, you know what I'm
Yeah, the
saying?
animation style, the music.
The
There was some
music.
songs out. Even to this day, I still be bopping to it.
Oh,
Like,
dude.
all I
Yeah.
wanna do
Do.
is
With
see you
you.
turn into a giant
Giant
woman, a
woman,
giant
giant
woman. Yeah.
woman.
I be
Come
bopping to that
on,
shit.
come on. Because what's her name? Garnet is played by
Estelle.
Estelle. Yeah, and so all her music is on there, which is like, dude, come on, Estelle. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but those that's a great show. If anybody hasn't seen Steven Universe, check that show out. That actually, you know, what's funny. Natalie grew up on that.
Aw, I
That
love
was
that.
that because that show came out when she was born. So like we were watching that
Right.
show like all throughout. So
Wait, how old is Natalie?
nine. She's about to be 10.
There's no way. There's no way that show came out that long
Yeah,
ago.
20 like 2012,
What?
2013. Yeah.
Oh, oh my
If
God,
you go back and
so
look, yeah, like around 2012,
what?
2013. Yeah, like 2012, 2013, maybe 2014.
What? Oh,
Remember
wow,
that's when
that's
Cartoon Network had like flipped?
crazy.
Like, remember Cartoon Network had flipped and
Well,
they
I don't
went
know,
like
'cause
this.
like by that time I was in college, so I was like doing hot girl shit, you know?
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was doing college girl shit.
Okay,
You're
okay.
right, it came out 2013.
Yeah,
Wow.
yeah, yeah. Yeah, I
That's
mean, I can't tell you
wild.
how many
Okay.
times we watch what's it called? You know, Cheeseburger Backpack. Remember that episode? What's it called? Kitty Cat, that ice cream that they have. But yeah.
Oh
Remember
yeah,
that? You
Cookie
remember that?
Cat.
Cookie Cat, Cookie Cat, yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, y'all didn't sign in to listen to us talk about Steven Universe. Unless you did. Who
Unless you
cares?
did,
It's a free podcast.
hey, we
Suck
can do
it,
that too.
okay?
We can do that too. But speaking of kids, okay, of course, you know what we do here. We talk about and give our reaction to egregious shit that we find on the internet, right? That's like the number one thing that we do.
Oh God. It's
So
mostly
I
you. I don't know how you be finding these things.
listen, I'm like, yo, I got my girl Jizzy. We gotta find the weirdest, craziest, stupidest thing. Speaking of that, apparently there was this law that was trying to be passed, right? And it started like 2018, right? Apparently I heard 2020, it's still in the process of being passed. I don't think it's ever going to be, but I came across this article saying that like tripping kids as they run around restaurants to be made legal, right? And basically, it's like if you ever been to a restaurant or a bar or whatever, and you just seen like some kids just running around for no reason, and you're like, "Where's the parent? Where's the parent?" It's kind of distracting your vibe of why you're there. You know what I'm saying? Nobody knows what you went through to get to that dinner table or whatever that bar, but maybe that kid's just like being extra with it, and you're just wondering, "Yo, is someone gonna tell him to stop? Because if he's not, I'm gonna do something." Well, apparently, this law can grant you that. By tripping a kid. What are your
All
thoughts?
right.
What are
I'm
your
gonna just let
teens?
you know right now. First and foremost, this definitely cannot be real. Like, I feel like this is some
Yellow
one of
page
them
shit?
weird
Like,
websites,
right.
like either what you like The Onion, you know, one of those.
Oh, it is.
Also, this is in Ireland. This is in Ireland. So, you know, not in the US. However, that being said, okay, so this is the problem, right? Is that we don't have enough. We don't. do enough to integrate kids into the real world. And when I say that is that when we think about children, we think about doing kid shit all the time, right? Like, oh, water park and this and that, like child-friendly things. And we're always constantly keeping them stimulated, like, oh, watch TV, be on your tablet, be on your phone, do this, do that. So then when it comes time for them to do like social shit where adults are involved, the kid does not know how to act because the kid has never been in that environment. So what happens is maybe you were tired and you just needed a break, and you tell your kid, hey, go explore. Your kid is now in an environment that they've never been in. And yeah, they're gonna go batshit crazy and start running around. I know for me, when I go out to dinner or I go out to have drinks, I do not want to hear a screaming child, let alone have one bump into me. Because I've had those occasions where, like at the laundromat, a kid is running around, they bump into me, and they don't say, excuse me, they don't say sorry, because they don't know, right? Like they probably never have been taught to do that. And the parent just looks at you with that stupid ass look, like, oh, it's a kid. It's like, okay, but I don't want that dirty gremlin touching me, okay? Like, kids be coughing and sneezing and doing, like, they're walking germ bombs.
Always got something on their hands, whether it's chocolate,
They got
Cheetos, you know what I'm
so
saying?
they got
Something.
Dorito dust and 3 day old fucking Apple Jacks and fucking chocolate milk, and
Or
it's
grease,
just they're
just
just
grease, you know what I'm saying?
they're just dirty, okay? Like, listen, kids are cute, but kids are dirty all the time. And parents, they assume that society is okay with that. And it's like, listen, we are understanding, but we also need spaces for ourselves.
True.
So when you bring a kid into a space that they've never been to, and you don't train them, you don't raise them in how to behave in these spaces, they're gonna get hurt. They're gonna trip. Either someone's gonna trip them or they're gonna trip on their own. They're gonna bump into a server. Food might fall on. Like, it's a fucking disaster, okay?
It's a scene. It's a scene.
Yeah, it's a scene, it's a disaster. Someone's gonna get hurt, blah, blah, blah. Bro, listen, don't trip them. I mean, that's kind of fucked up. Like, don't go out of your way to hurt a child. But if the opportunity comes and you don't get caught, then I guess.
You just slide your foot out like, oops, you know.
You happen to slide your foot out and they happen to trip. Sure. But the thing is that you can't take it out on a child. You gotta take it out on the adult. I'd rather the adult trip. I'd rather the parent trip, because it's like, it's not the kid's fault that they're being a kid. It's the adult's fault for unleashing that fucking hell spawn onto the universe.
Well, that's what happened in
I say this.
the article. Like the article, like the one person talks about how they were out and told the child to maybe stop or slow down multiple times, and told the parent or the mother or whatever, and there was words thrown back at each other, and she was like, "Okay, well, okay, I tried to do my thing, and well, the kid came around that corner. All
Right.
of a
So
sudden,
like
had a
I
busted
get it,
lip, had a
but
busted lip, you know."
yeah, like I get it, but at the same time it's like, bro, don't take it out on the kid. Like the kid
You
didn't
don't
have
know.
anything
They
to
don't
do
know.
with that. They don't know exactly. They don't know any better. Their frontal cortex has not finished developing yet. Okay, their brain is mush. They don't know. They don't know what's happening.
And the other thing too is like,
But what do you think? Because you have a kid, so like when you take your daughter out and stuff,
Well,
Like, what's
okay.
that? What's that like?
I make sure before we leave the house that like there's none of this acting up type of stuff is gonna happen. I mean, I've never had to like tell her not to do any of those things because, you know what I'm saying, she kind of knows how to act in public, you know? But so like, yeah, I mean, but I'm always got my guard up in case like something does happen. But I've never had been in a situation where something like that or had a or gave a reason to. What did Bernie Mac say? I'll fucking get
Yeah,
out. You know what I'm saying?
that's what happens. Like that's what happens. And like
You know?
sometimes, right? As someone who doesn't have children and doesn't intend to have children, sometimes you sympathize. Like sometimes I understand, like, oh, you're tired, you know, there's a lot going on. You have work, you have life, you have school. Like I get it. But there's that other part of me that's like, no one, like, this is your main responsibility. No one told you to have them.
You wanted
You
this.
had them because you wanted them. You're gonna have to step it up and like deal with it. At the same time, I also think that there needs to be some level of accountability. Because the thing is that I'm assuming parents, like as a parent, you don't want to admit that you failed, right? You don't want to admit that you created a fucking demon child, right? But it happens.
It
And it's
happens.
like you're gonna have to deal with it. Like, hey, so your kid eats glue. Guess what? You can rectify that. You can get in and rectify that and help him out. And sooner or later they will stop eating glue. But you gotta try. And I feel like a lot of times there's this level of entitlement that people have as parents, that they're like, look, well, that's my kid, so my kid could do whatever they want. I'm like, yeah, they can do that at your house when they're home in your place of abodement. You are in public. The public does not owe you or your child anything. So please behave with some fucking decorum, like Wade Barrett used to say. Like, have some fucking common decency where you're out in public, okay? Don't, because guess what? Let's say your kid is running around the restaurant. He gets tripped so badly that child loses their two front teeth. Who are you gonna be mad at? You gonna be mad at the restaurant? Are you gonna be mad at the person who tripped them? Or are you gonna be mad at yourself that you didn't stop the kid from running around?
Most parents I've seen were like, oh, see, that's what you get. You know what I'm saying? Like, I
That's
know.
and I'm like, bro, how's a child gonna learn when they don't know shit?
And it's like, I know one time I was climbing a tree when I was young, right? I was climbing a tree, and my dad's like, don't go too high because you're gonna fall, right? Sure enough, I busted my ass. And then my dad's like, well, see, I told you. You know, not like,
Right.
oh, it's
But
the
guess what?
tree's fault.
That's a lesson you needed to learn.
It's not like, oh, the tree is old. You know, we should call the citation on this tree. You know, this is not good. Like, what the f No, man. Like, the person clearly fell off of that thing, you know, like that's on them. That's on them. But yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about because I see it sometimes. You know, like okay, so there's this one time where we were going to Barnes and Nobles, right? And you know, Natalie was upset for whatever reason, right? And so of course we me and Char we took care of that situation, right? So when we got into Barnes and Noble, she was quiet, right? But then one of the workers had seen her that she was really tearing up, right? So then one of the workers came up to us while she was in the stroller and was like, I have a sticker for your daughter because she seems like she's sad. This might cheer her up. And I was like, and I gave her this look, and Stroud was like, oh, okay, thank you. And I'm like, why did you take that? I was like, you know what I'm saying? We done discipline and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? A sticker is not gonna like solve everything, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like now she's
listen,
misinterpreting. She's,
they were being
yeah,
nice.
but mind your business. You know what I'm saying? Like you're misinterpreting what we just had done. You just misinterpreted what we had just done and talked to her about, right? Like us, you can't just come out of nowhere and just be like, okay, here, this is gonna solve everything. Man, I went looking for that person. I was like, hold on, let me talk to this lady.
Yeah.
I was like, here's your sticker back, miss.
I hear you, because sometimes, you know, it's like you're trying to teach your kid that you cannot get rewarded for everything.
Yes.
But the world rewards kids for the simplest of shit. Like, let me tell you right now, these little participation trophies, right? Mm-hmm. You give it to them and you'd be like, oh, it's okay. You're fine. You're mm-hmm. good. Here you go. Here's mm-hmm. here's something because you tried, right? Yo, that motherfucker's gonna grow up into someone who has a complex where they think that the most mediocre shit that they do is deserving of recognition.
Recognition, that's the key word, yes.
Right. Right.
That's the key.
So yes. It's like, so you be walking around here with the audacity of a white man doing mediocre shit. You'd be like, yo, where's my flowers? Yo, where's my love? Where's the recognition? I'm like, bro, you did mid-level shit.
Yeah. Not even mid-level. Not even.
Than you.
Right. Not even mid-level. Like,
like, bro, there are 8 million people who are better than you. Why are you any better? And then this is the kicker, right?
Uh-huh.
Those same parents are now older people.
Yes.
And now they're the ones talking about how we're entitled.
Oh, right.
I'm like, bro, you made them entitled. What are you talking about? Like, I'm going to tell you right now. Listen, my parents never told me I did a good job on anything. That turned me into a super neurotic person who is constantly overproving themselves that
okay.
they're worth it. All right?
Right, okay.
Like, that made me become someone who's like, okay. an overachiever trying to get someone's approval.
Okay.
Now that's a terrible thing. And I've been working that with my therapist, but at least I know that I'm not going to put some mediocre shit and be like, yo, boom, give me my flowers.
Right. Get bust out the red carpet. You know what I'm saying? I just made some eggs.
Yo, made some eggs, what it up. You know, I'm about
I toasted some bread. Hold on. You know, give me a Nobel Peace Prize.
Like, you know, or someone be like, oh, hey, dad of the year just changed my kid's diapers. Like, wow, congratulations. You were a parent. And now do that again every day until they stop using diapers.
Now, let me tell you something. Dad of the year, right? Okay. So since we moving up to Father's Day, right? I can understand why.
Oh, I can your understand. Day is coming up.
Well, see, let me tell you something. It's just a day, you know. Because when I became a dad and I realized, you know what I'm saying, obviously, happiest day of my life. What? Shout out. But, like, the actual, like, being a dad and being celebrated, like, you know, like, Mother's Day is not the same. You know what I'm saying? You go to Mother's Day, man, like, almost a lot of stuff is free. Like, sale. You know what I'm saying? Things are cut down price. You know what I'm saying? People treating you nice, open the door and everything. When Father's Day's come, they'll be like, hey, how you doing? You know, retail price.
I mean,
you get nothing. You know what I'm saying? Some of you people don't even say Happy Father's Day. They'll be like, you know, okay. They'll be like, hey, oh, it's Father's Day. I'll be like, yeah, okay, whatever. You know.
But you know why though, right?
I know why, and it's because a lot of the bad juju with the bad dads and all that, and everything that comes with it. But I'm just but what about the good?
Historically,
what about the good?
You're right, but there's there's more bad dads than there are
See,
good.
That's the problem.
And
yeah,
like historically, historically speaking, men are not held to a standard where they need to be for like a father. Like, you know, for so long, being a father meant being a provider, like just providing financially.
This, like,
right?
Yeah, the financial part, yeah.
It's like, oh, well, I put the roof over your head, I put food on the table. Like, that's great, but you don't hug me. You don't tell me you love me. You don't take me to the park. You don't bond with me. I don't know shit about
you. Don't
you.
Take me out
so
anymore.
So then, right, like, it's like, yo, your kids have no emotional connection to you. So then when they grow up and shit happens to you in your older years, they look at you like, damn, that's crazy. And they move on. or the flip side is like you have dudes who They'd be like, oh, that's not my kid, and then they
True,
disappear, or
true.
they just fucking dip off, so they leave it on moms. Now, that's not to say that all moms are good, all right? Because listen, there are some horrendous mothers out there that should not be getting celebrated at all. But I also need to say this, listeners of Lechon Diaries, if you
Speak.
are a father or if you're a stepfather, aka the father stepped up, right?
I like that. Okay.
Please know this, right? You being a dad is not an award for other people to celebrate. It is an award that you celebrate yourself. That's it. You do not need the recognition of outside world because you changed the baby's diaper or you bought it formula or you took them to school. Like, no, like, listen. You can post your little cute pictures and this and that, but please do not look for the acceptance of others because you did the bare minimum. Because you know what?
Right.
In society, Justin, if you were to leave your family today, it will fall on your wife. And people will be like, oh, you know, that sucks that he did that. But you know, you got to remain strong for your daughter, blah, blah. If your wife left your family, they would make her out to seem like the biggest villain since Donald Trump.
No, you're right. And that's not cool, you know what I'm saying? Because like nobody knows what actually happened in the relationship, you know what I'm saying? Like nobody knows, and it's like, why do you have to put these fake stigma on the situation, you know?
Exactly. So, like, yeah, because, like, if, when women leave families, bro,
Oh man,
you're
it's
like the
like looked
worst
down
person in the
upon,
world. You're a fucking scumbag.
right?
Yeah, but when men leave families, they'd be like, well, you know, if
Well,
that
something must have
happened, I mean,
happened,
men are
right?
men. Exactly. Like,
They get
oh,
the
you know.
reasonable doubt type of situation.
Right. Or they'd be like, oh, well, you know, it's okay or whatever. Nah, you know what? 2023, women leave your families. Let's flip the script on them. Put the script on them.
You know what?
You go off for
Should that be the
milk.
name of the episode? 2023, leave your families. Women leave your families.
Yeah, that's the name of it. Go, you go out for milk. You go out for cigarettes and don't come back. Okay? Flip the script on
You
them.
be the reason why your kid likes to eat
All
cereal with juice. You know what I'm saying?
Women, you be put on child support. Let's do that. All right, and have the dads put you on child support. We want equality, right?
You know what? See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you have, when people say, yeah, I want the same thing, I was like, okay, well, hold on, wait a minute now. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's think about that, you know? But,
What I'm saying, like, yo, we're not doing enough. Like, we're not doing enough. Like, listen, go out. And leave your families. Leave your families. Go out and be a dirt bag, just like they do.
You heard it here first, y'all. 2023. Women leave your families.
2023, women leave
Man,
your
I bet you in like 3 months we're gonna see, this is gonna be the trending thing on Twitter. Like, oh man. You know what I'm saying? Women left their families for real.
Yo, my girl left me with my child. It's like, damn, that's crazy. Crazy. You know what? You know what's gonna happen? The more the increase of single fathers would probably allow us to get laws passed. Like, we'll probably start getting actual benefits because men are hurting. That's maybe that's maybe that's the plan.
Maybe that's what that needs
Maybe
to
that's the
happen. That's
plan.
the switch.
Maybe we
That's the
need to
switch.
maybe we need men to suffer more so that we can finally get things done around this place.
All of a sudden
Like,
you turn on
how come we
Lifetime, it's all
don't?
men. On Lifetime, it's all men. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, oh,
Hey, dog.
he
Hey,
had a
what's wrong,
smile that
man?
could light up the room.
Nathaniel, what happened, Nathaniel? She left me, man. Why? Next time on Dad Alone, you know.
Alone. Yeah, I'm gonna need that. I'm gonna need women to treat men like whores. All right. You call him the Uber late night, and then
Right.
you call him the Uber back home.
And
Be
he'd be
like,
the
all
one
right, so you about to dip?
sneaking in, doing the walk of shame, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Have him sneak in and sneak out. Have the men, 2023, have the men do the walk of shame.
Have them look for their
Okay.
clothes when they're done, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Obviously, I'm talking about heterosexual relationships, okay? Gay relationships, y'all know what to do. Y'all doing the damn thing. Y'all don't need any advice. Y'all good.
Right, that move, that's going strong, you know what I'm saying? We talking about
Yeah,
the, you know.
y'all got a nice little thing going on. I'm not gonna fuck that up. But heterosexual relationships, you know, like women, you do the disappointing. All right. We need more female villains in this world. How about that's what we need. We need more female villains. It's not enough.
Hell no. That's
White
good.
women do not apply, need not apply. White women, y'all already villains. We don't need this is not for you.
Hold on.
Okay,
What if
I'm
they
talking
come
about
what if the next couple of years they come out with the movie, right? Instead of single white female, a single white male, like
single white male. Oh God. You mean the premise of every other movie that's come out? Lord.
instead of like you know how it's like a single mom always raising like an inspiring like boy rapper, you know what I'm saying? Like what if the flip is it's script it's flipped, right? You got a single dad that's supporting like an inspiring R&B singer, you know what I'm saying?
Oh God.
You know what I'm
I
saying?
mean, it can happen.
Wait, actually it's probably already happened, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, listen, for I will say this, I'm making all these jokes, but for half of my life, my father raised me and my siblings.
Okay,
So
shout out.
yeah, like he learned how to do hair. So he used to do my hair, he used to do my little
No,
sister's
for
hair.
real?
Yep. When I got my period for the first time, he was the one who bought me my pad and told me how to
Okay.
put it on.
Okay.
So yeah, I was raised by a single father for some part of my life, and my mom dipped out. So I was like, yo, damn, she really, you know what? She was a woman ahead of time. She was really
Okay, wait a minute. Is this is about
flipping.
her? Okay.
She was really flipping the script out here. I was like,
Man,
dang.
I this whole time we were joking and making, you know, small suggestions. I didn't know we were talking about a origin vision villain origin story right now. So I don't know if you heard about this, right? So apparently Rock is being has a lawsuit against him for kidnapping, attempting kidnapping a child.
Wait. The Rock, the
The
Pebble
Rock
Johnson?
Johnson. Do you smell what the Rock is cooking? Basically,
What the hell?
Disney came out with this saying Disney reportedly cuts ties with Dwayne Johnson as $3 billion kidnapping lawsuit move forward. 3 billion. Apparently, this is this old wrestler from TNA. She's accusing like to be part of this big conspiracy theory where people are after her and her children. And she claims that like this has been a whole process and she's named like Johnny Depp and The Rock to be part of it. The thing is like she hasn't come forward with a lot of evidence, but the fact that there's a lawsuit, a kidnapping lawsuit attached to The Rock's name, I guess is enough for Disney to drop him. But like
Wait, bro. Oh, no. Okay, listen. I know that what we were talking about before, guys. You know, if you're tuning in, we were talking about the kid tripping shit in the restaurant, which is clearly a lie. But
Right.
this sounds, Justin, I don't know. This sounds too fake.
It's too fake, but because it has The Rock's name in it and kidnapping, I think it's the reason why there's some news backing on it. To me, I don't believe it. I think it's just like the person is like trying to stretch out the truth, right? Because this person used to work for TNA, right? Her name is Trenshaw Biggers, also known as Raka Khan.
Okay.
She claims that she had Her and her children were targets of an elaborated criminal plot orchestrated by The Rock and other people, basically as like some big thing to like come for her and kidnap her and whatever, right? The thing is, like, when you think about it, and when she's describing like this big criminal plot, like sounds like the plot for Fast and Furious. You know what I'm saying? Like, but this thing is like she has no true evidence. So like that's the other thing too. That's like I look at it. I looked into it. Like she doesn't have a lot of evidence, and she really doesn't have that much witnesses. You know. So my thing is like I don't see Disney does this a lot. Anytime that something bad or negative is attached to somebody's name, they just pull them out of the slot. You know. It's like without
I
like
mean,
even really looking into it.
I don't know, because they still have Jonathan Majors, even with this,
Right, the
whole
domestic
thing,
violence
this
thing.
domestic thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think they're trying to be careful, because the last time they did that was with James Gunn, and then they ended up bringing him back because it was
Right,
like, all right.
right, right.
So all right. I've not heard of this. I don't want to defend The Rock, because I think, he's The Rock, he's a celebrity, he's a
Of
fucking
course.
multimillionaire. But my dude, I'm also googling, and
Okay, well,
I don't see any reputable sites talking about this.
where did I find this? I googled it and I said, "The Rock
Bro,
fired for kidnapping."
you're on the wrong type of Google, my guy. You on the wrong type of
I used
Googles.
regular Google. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you on Google. I don't know if you on real Google. You on Google.
when you look at the sites that are the ones reporting it, so like Inside the Magic, come on now, Snopes, you know what I'm saying, the things, these are these are not
Okay,
really
Snopes. Maybe, because they do be debunking things, but I don't know.
The Guardian. No, wait,
I
that's not
mean,
it.
nah, the Guardian be peddling some bullshit,
Okay, okay,
so
okay, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, GH Base? Obviously read it, you
bro,
know.
nah, that clearly sounds fake as hell.
Flipboard, you know? Just to name a couple of sites. But yeah, either way, I don't see any of this going anywhere. Like I don't think The Rock did it or whatever. I think she's just kind of stretching the truth out. You know what I'm saying? If somebody's doing her wrong, then yeah, they should be get justed upon that person. But to pull The Rock into it, come on now. I mean, what is she gonna say? What is The Rock gonna say when he gets up there in the front of the jury? I did it for the family. I did it for.
Listen, all right. This is clearly fake news, Justin. You need to figure out what kind of internet you on, because
Okay. I got you. But the last thing we're gonna talk about is this person who decided to propose at a KFC restaurant. At a KFC restaurant, right? And it's so funny because everybody was dogging him and talking shit that he was like, man, I can't imagine like how the dude's wedding's gonna be if he proposed to his girl at KFC, you know? And just saying him, just trashing him and just making fun of him all over social media. Any joke you could say, you know. I was like, are you sure that ring is not original piece? Some shit like that, But KFC caught wind of this and they decided to take care of the entire wedding. Boom.
Now, Justin, I'll give you credit. This was a credible thing, okay? This did have some credible sources, so this is real.
Yep.
You know what? Listen, if this is what they like for their life, then I'm here for it. I
Yeah.
don't think there was anything wrong with, you know, where you we proposed that. I mean, maybe, you know, maybe that's where they met when
Right,
they
there's some
first dated.
sentimental
And it's like,
value, you know?
yeah, exactly. You know, so not every proposal has to be this fucking grand gesture of like, oh, you know. And I mean, ultimately the finesse of the century, because now they had this super elaborate wedding that they probably didn't even have the money for, but because they went viral and people were fucking making fun of them, boom, they won.
And just the thing, the food's gonna have original piece. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna have the legs, the thighs, the biscuits.
Gonna have the
I'm more of
11
a
herbs and
Popeyes
spices.
person myself. I'm more of a Popeyes person myself, but KFC, it still does the trick every once in a while, you know?
Okay, let me ask you, where did you propose to your wife at?
Okay, so there's this bar slash lounge in the city called Good Bar, and
Okay.
it was actually on our dating anniversary when we first like started dating, which is May 18, shout out. So we had it
Oh,
there.
that just passed.
Yeah, just passed, right?
Yeah, I saw the post.
And so like so I had all our friends and everything like come out and say like, oh, we're gonna do our wedding anniversary at this place and blah blah blah, you know. And I got a room and everything. And then I told Charles, you know, hold up, did you see the screens? Because they had screens there. So we had made a video of all pictures and playing music, you know, the gorillas. And then at the end I was down on my knee and I asked her if she wanted to marry me right there on the spot. In front of everybody, my friends and family.
She was like, hell no. She's
Right,
like, boy, bye. And you get to do it again.
right. So that's how I did, you know?
Okay.
You know? Kind of like
Now, would
not
you?
like it was romantic, but like not over the top. Not, you know, I didn't have like
Right,
Boys to
right.
Men
It
come
was
out. I didn't have Boys to Men, but it was
for
still,
y'all. Like, it was appropriate for y'all. Would she have minded if you proposed to her and like, you know, at
White Castle?
like a White Castle or at what was that place that y'all took me to? Portillo's, there you go. You could have proposed to her Portillo's with a hot
You know
dog.
what? This is what I say. I say any proposal, it doesn't matter where it's at, you can make that work.
Yeah.
You can make that work. I mean, how many times have you seen people proposing at a beach, right? If you think about it, it's just
Yeah,
sand and water. But people make
exactly.
it
At a
work.
beach, on
Flowers,
the
music.
subway, at
Right.
dirty ass Central Park, dirty ass Times Square with
Thank
homeless
you.
people everywhere. No offense, no offense,
Right,
no
how many
offense to
times people
that.
done it at a bench? Like they propose at a bench, knowing that somebody slept there the night before, you know?
Yeah, like listen, if it's sentimental to you and your person, it doesn't even matter, okay?
Right.
I would not want to be proposed to in a KFC because I don't go to KFC anyway.
Right? You wouldn't want to find your ring in coleslaw? You know what I'm saying? Be like, I would you try
Nah,
the
I'm not
coleslaw?
trying to choke on my ring. You know, I also don't like public proposals
Oh, word?
for me, for myself.
Oh,
I don't want a public proposal.
okay.
I think it is mega awkward
It
because
could
I don't
be
want people.
overwhelming too. It could be
It
oh,
is. It's
wait,
just. Oh, it's
too
just so many
overwhelming.
people watching and things could go wrong. And what if you say no? Now you gotta walk away, and people are like, "Oh my gosh, she said no!" Like, yo, what the fuck? It's like you don't know my
There's a
life.
lot of things. There's a lot of
Yeah, like
things.
I for me, I'm okay with it being in private. So like, you
More
know, in a private
intimate.
hotel room or in our home or just somewhere secluded. Like, I'm okay with that because, you know, again, I don't want the spectacle of fucking like, yeah, congratulations. I mean, it's cool to get free shit because I've heard stories of people who get free shit when they do public proposals. But the thing is, it's just like, why are you involving strangers that have nothing to do with your relationship?
True. Like you do it
You
like
know?
let someone might do it like the Statue of Liberty or something, and then obviously you got all these people, you
Right.
know.
And it's just like no, like now you got people all up in your business. And then now in the day and age of digital, everyone has a camera on their phone. So You're gonna go online and you're gonna see your proposal went viral for reasons you probably didn't even want. Like, you imagine you propose to someone and then you go on Twitter, you be like, man, I feel good. You know, I got the luck, this beautiful person I'm about to marry. Can't wait to start planning. You log on to Twitter.com and you see they're cooking you because your hairline is fucked.
Or your outfit is not like, you know, not good, you know what I'm
Exactly.
saying?
Or
Or it's
like,
like tall.
yo,
Yeah, right.
yeah, yo, bro, creased his Jordans for this mid-ass jump
Oh
off.
my
Like,
gosh, dude.
you imagine logging on and seeing people roasting you and the love of your life. No,
Right.
I don't want a public proposal.
Right. It's like, you ever seen that meme on Instagram where the girl, right? It shows two sides. Like the girl's doing her TikTok dance, and then the other video is of a dude. Oh, is of person recording them doing the TikTok dance and they got caught. Like, you
Exactly.
see? Or have you ever seen the one where like the person was like, man, I today I just helped out a fellow neighbor, right? Then they go check it, right? The neighbor rewarded them with food, but then the neighbor recorded that whole thing and said, today I helped out a homeless person. Like, flip the script. Like, yo, hold on. I'm not homeless. I just helped you with the garage.
Right. Exactly. Like, nah, listen, I'm good. Like, you know, take me out to a super nice place to eat. Let's get liquored up. Maybe have a nice hotel room. Do it there, and that's it. Or we can do it at home or wherever. Like, as long as it's private.
Right.
And if you want to do something with your friends and family involved, that's nice too. You know, if friends and family are an
Right, right, right,
important
right.
thing to you. But other than that, I don't know, public proposals. I feel like it's like a made up competition because you know what happens, right? You watch that shit online and then you'd be like, oh, I need mine to be bigger and better than the last person who did it. Like, yeah, I'm trying to
Right.
step on these bitches' necks.
Or you see
And it's
like
just like,
the people do the dance compilations. That one, the kind of
oh,
like, hey, listen, if
oh
you
yeah,
that's your
like the
thing,
flash dances and
yeah,
shit.
the, I listen, I as a person that loves to dance, I actually would not want to be doing that. You know? Because
You
like
don't
you
want to
said,
pop out into a Michael
and be
Jackson
fucking
thriller.
Usher, and be fucking Usher, you know what I'm saying? Like, come out with an umbrella and shit, and it's raining, you know? You don't have to call. It's
Right,
okay. And like, no, I don't want to do that.
but you know what? Shout out to that couple, Finesse of the Century. They got
Yeah.
themselves a free wedding just for going viral. I mean, you know what? I say that's a good scam. What if they did that on purpose so that they could get a free wedding?
Well, who knows? I guess now you can say their Twitter is verified.
Wow, that was a quality dad joke right
Was a
there.
quality?
Quality,
Okay.
quality
I'll take
dad
that.
joke.
I'll
I'll give
take
it to
that.
you.
I'll
I'll give
take
it to
that.
you.
On that note, do you want to plug your socials?
Yes, and no at the same time. I don't have many socials though, guys.
Mean, you got your Instagram, you know, Jizzy Doodles,
I
you
got my
know?
Instagram, you know, I do my little art thing. I mean,
Yeah,
I'm working
yeah.
on a new project. I'm working on a new thing.
Okay.
You know, it's Pokemon themed. That's all I'm gonna say. It's Pokemon themed.
Okay.
So y'all, you know, if you want to follow my art, it's Jizzy Doodles underscore GIZZYDOODLES underscore. Yeah, I got some cute shit. I got Kirby in a ski mask
Yeah.
on
Yeah.
there with the shiesty. And I also have a personal one, but I don't really add a lot of people in my personal because I don't need you to know what I be doing. All
You don't
right?
want the streets to know, you know?
You don't need to know what I look like. Just
Right.
need to know what I sound like. That's it.
Tell them. Well, you can find me and get your podcast on Twitter, get your podcast on Instagram. You can find me there. You can find me on Marks and Mikes. Yeah, anybody who's still around listening, hey, appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shout out AAPI month, you know what I'm saying? We almost rounded out the couple of
Hey.
days. You know, I just want to send a shout out to some of my childhood heroes, Ernie Reyes Jr. and Dante Bosco, you know what I'm saying? Rufio,
Nice. What have you done for AAPI month? Has anyone given you money?
No. They just normally ask me like what kind of Asian I am. I'm like, well, it
see.
doesn't matter because it's API month. Can we just
Exactly. I'm
all
all Asians. It doesn't
right?
matter. Why are you being racist?
Right, you know what I'm saying? If I
Are
want
you
to be
being racist
Laos
on my month?
today, if I want to be Laos today, I'll be Laos. You know what I'm saying? If I want to
Yo,
be Cambodia, I'll be
in
Cambodia.
celebration of API month, make sure you donate $20 to your favorite Asian person.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? $20. That's it. $20 and a high five. Come on.
Yeah, there you go. And
Come on.
if you are racist, you gotta donate $50. So look within yourself and see what's where you fall on
Right.
that
And you gotta
spectrum.
prove, and you gotta prove, you gotta prove that you're not. You gotta prove
You gotta
that
prove that you're not racist, right? So if I ask you what does 36 chambers mean and you say the wrong answer, we know you're racist.
not the 36 chambers. All right, y'all, we out of here.
Peace, love, chicken grease. Goodbye.
Yeah.
You know, man.